All right. Take your Bibles, not the bags, and turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not aspirate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. May God have a blessing upon this reading. Okay, we have given you a bag, and you've got that bag. You can look in it now, and if you have a spouse with you or a child with you and you would like to look at it, that's fine. Go ahead. Each one of those have something of meaning besides eating. Okay? So as we look at that today, we want to think about what does each one mean? And I can see eyes already lighting up. Oh, wow, look at this, look at that. But it's not. So as we begin to look at it, the first thing we want to talk about is peanuts. Everybody should have a bag of peanuts in their bags. As we think about peanuts, we remember when our children were born. They cried, and we didn't know why they were crying sometimes. Usually it meant they were hungry or they had a wet diaper or a dirty diaper. Or if they were sick, they couldn't tell you they were sick. All they could do was cry. And there were many nights of tears that were shed, won't they? As we think about that, those tears were kind of salty. But because of the love we felt, we adjusted to them and we did that and we saw that. We also see that it, as you took the responsibility as a husband, as a wife together, you spent time holding and comforting and feeding and playing with that child or children. I know that the first time that I ever had the opportunity to have Ben in my arms, I was scared to death. I'd never been around babies. I was a little bit more, my muscles were standing more up than they were down as they are today. And I felt like I was just going to crush him if I did too much with him. I didn't know how to cradle enough to not hurt him or anything. But I learned, and by the time Casey came around, it felt much natural to me. And now with the grandbabies, it really feels natural. So we learned to cradle them and hold them and comfort them, to sing with them, to bounce them up and down, to do anything, to keep them from crying. If you don't end up spending enough time, you may end up in later years crying because they have left and never come back. We have families today. We have people today that talk about not having a childhood with their parents because they were never there. There's too much of that. I remember my family life. My dad spent time with me. My mother spent time together. And we as a family spent time together. So we don't want to end up being and having those salty eyes when our children leave and we find out that they have murdered people or have been thrown in jail or done different things like that. Then we will shed those tears. And so we need to also remember that as that, we are also salt of the earth. Next, I did it on purpose. It's Snickers. I got the little ones because I knew that we couldn't handle the big ones. We don't need sugar rushes with older people. It's bad enough with children and all the energy they have, but we don't need all that energy, do we? So I got the little ones. But Snickers are very important. Children need discipline, the scripture says. But at times, they get behind your backs and they will snicker, won't they? How many of you have either caught your children snickering or actually snickered yourself with your parents hoping they didn't hear you or see you? So we think about snickering and we think about it, and it says dads need to take a godly leadership in verse 1 in the Lord. We are to take a leadership. We are to do it. If you look in churches today, there are more women that are bringing children to church than there are men bringing children to church. And we need to come together as a family. Now, when we first moved in our house as a child, we used to walk together up the street. We didn't always walk back together because we had our little groups. But Mom and Dad and my brother and I, all four of us, walked together up to the church because it was that close. And we did it together as a family. Do you see children doing their very best? And do we treat them fairly and kindly? Man, when I thought about that, I thought about my two, and I want to say, yeah, I pat myself on the back and say, yeah, I was a pretty good dad. But you know, I was prejudiced. I had two boys. I had one that I got along really great with. We had everything in common. We watched ball games together. We would go outside and throw ball and shoot hoops and things like that. And I had another one that didn't like those kind of things. He could care less about football. He could care less. But he loved music. The only thing that we had together in that was I liked to listen. And when he began to play the saxophone really well, I enjoyed listening to him. But till that point, I didn't like it. In fact, I got accused of sending him outside on the porch and play until he could learn to play pretty good. Then I'd let him come in the house. But, you know, it took a lot. And even now, he's out. He's on his own. And as a dad, I'm still learning how to be a dad to him. He's different than what the other son was. The other one was more like me, and that was easy to get along. But I thank God that it wasn't so far out there that it completely turned him off. And so we have to treat them with fairly and kindness. They need laughs or snickers in their lives. Even as dads, we need to do funny things. Now, every one of us have taken babies, and we have Googled with them, and we've done all kinds of facial expressions trying to get them to laugh, and we've done all kinds of things. But it doesn't end there. We need to make our children laugh as they grow up all the time, don't we? Work together and share together. You know what the old saying is? All work and no play. What? Makes Jack a dull boy, doesn't it? We can't do all work. We've got to work together as a family and come together. We got to plan fun things. My dad used to plan his vacation, and we'd go camping. Now, the only one that didn't appreciate that was my mother. She didn't appreciate the camping part at all. Hers is kind of like my wife. The Holiday Express or something like that would be a good camping spot. But she went along with us, and we camped as a family. We did things together. We put the tent up together. And then when Dad saved enough money up, we got a pop-up camper, but we put it up together. We took it down together. If it got wet, we dried it out together. We did things together as a family. We swam together and those types of things. We need to come together. And so we see that in verses 1 and 3, we are to obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and your father. Teach them to give and to be thankful for what we have. The next thing we see is crackers. Crackers is not one of the most favorite out of the pack of here. Probably it will be the least one. If it's ate at all, it'll be a miracle. You'll probably eat everything else. But this is what we call a comfort food, really, isn't it? When you're sick and you have been so sick that you threw up or any of that stuff, the first thing that you can eat is probably what? Crackers. It has a purpose to help us. It is good to mix in with soup and things like that. But it reminds us that we need to take and teach our kids the very basics of life, don't we? How to survive. We need to protect them from food and protection. We need to have security for them. They need to see love. All of the basic things they need to have. Christian church to come to. Summers like vacation Bible schools and camps and things of that nature. They need consistent Christian examples. I was taught early on that my dad finally changed. He used to tell me, don't do as I do, but do as I say. That's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Because no matter what, you're going to do what they do. I love my dad, and I wanted to be just like my dad. So when I wanted to be like him, I did things that he did. And when he had bad examples of life, I mimicked. I copied. And then when he got mad at me and wanted to punish me for it, he said, where did you learn that from? And I'd look at him and said, from you. He punished himself, didn't he? So as we think about crackers, it is a thing. Fathers must model honesty and love, loyalty. We need to be consistent and fair and alert from the dangers. Do you know where your children are? Do you know what they're doing? God told us to raise our children up, teach them in His ways, and what? They will come back. I remembered when Ben first went away to school, he used to think and ask the question, why don't you worry about what I'm doing while I'm up here? You know what goes on at colleges, don't you? And I looked at him and I gave him this example. I said, in my mind and in my dreams, I know that you're the sweet little boy that you are, that you're going to your classes, you're eating your meals like you're supposed to, and at 9 o'clock at night, you're in your dorm room doing your homework as you should be doing. And I said, and as long as I believe that, I don't have any problems. He says, but Dad, that's stupid. I said, no, it's not. I'm not worrying about you anymore because I know you're in that room, even if you're not. The third thing, the next thing we see is the beef jerky. Now, I checked around with beef jerky, and the only kind of beef jerky I could find is as individuals were not wrapped. And I didn't think you want me to put my hands on them and handle them, so I got you Slim Jims instead. So just pretend like this is beef jerky, okay? Beef jerky, at times, kids will test us, won't they? Beef jerky is tough. We have to be tough. They start out young learning about rebellion, don't they? We know just how far to push the limit, don't we? I was good at that. I knew exactly how far. And I knew that if I was in church and Mom and Dad was sitting over here and I was sitting over here, that was something about a special look that she could give me that cut me right half in two. And I knew that I was in trouble when I got home. We test. Hebrews 12:5 says, and you have forgotten the word of the encouragement that addresses you as sons. My sons, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardships as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? And I thought about that. My dad was not one that did a lot of punishment. My mother did. But she had that one familiar voice, wait till your dad gets home. And I knew I was in even more trouble than that look that she gave me. And when Dad came home, I waited all day, and I had that guilt all over me and all that feelings, you know, just waiting for Dad. And it's like, would you hurry up and get home and get it over with? Well, then Mom and Dad would have to sit down and talk about what I did before he would come in and punish me. Just drag that thing on out, right? And then Dad would come in and he would give me a whipping. You probably heard the same thing I heard. This is going to hurt me worse than you. And I used to think, now how in the heck can he say that? He's not the one that's receiving the belt and you know where. I am. I'm the one that's feeling the pain here, not him. Now, how can he say that? Well, several years later, I heard something come out of my mouth one day. This is going to hurt you worse than it's going to hurt me. And my son gave me the same look that I gave my dad, like, how do you get that? How do you come to that conclusion? God does not like to punish people. He didn't want to punish the Israelites. And he wants us to serve him. No parent wants to punish their child. Yes, we have no children that are 100% perfect little angels. Maybe 99.9, but not 100. We do have to train them. We have to teach them. They will test us, and we will have to be strong. We should not run out of patience and get angry. We should be sensitive to them. Fathers, do not aspirate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instructions of the Lord. And then good old Cracker Jacks. What can we say about Cracker Jacks? Wouldn't it be great on Father's Day that our children, and maybe I ought to make a card for this that says, you're a Cracker Jack father. We need to be crackerjack fathers, don't we? We need to be good at what we do. We need to study and read and learn how to bring up our children through the Scriptures. We need to pray a lot, don't we? We need to pray for and with our children. I remember my mother praying with us. My dad never did. If anything, he would go into the room where we would say our prayers, but he never said a prayer. It was until recently, after I had grown up, married, and had children, before my dad ever prayed in front or around me. But I'm thankful that he has done it now. Pray for yourselves. Ask that you can bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. And who knows, as you study God's Word, as you pray, you could become a crackerjack Bible student and teacher one day. Learn to say, I love you, to your wife and to your children. Learn to say, I'm sorry when you're wrong. That's probably one of the hardest things to do, isn't it? After you have scolded your child, punished your child, and then to turn around and look and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But we need to say that. They need to see that. Learn to hug and to kiss, to touch. Everyone needs a love. I kid the ladies, and I heard one man, several men lately have said, well, I didn't get a hug. Hug one another. It doesn't matter as long as we love each other in the Lord. But we need to come together. Everyone needs to be loved. And if children don't find love at home, they will look at it in other places, won't they? And last thing is the fruit roll-ups. Probably the hardest one for me. I don't have any use for them. I've never used any. I've never tried any. I don't even know what they taste like. Everything else I've eaten. But fruit roll-ups, as we think about those, we think about Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to appease his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So as we think about that, God wants us to bear fruit. This is what he's called us to do, is to bear fruit. We have become his witnesses, aren't we? And we need to bear fruit. God expects it. John 15:8, this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And as we think about that, are we bearing fruit with our children and their children and the children after that? We are bearing fruit. Proverbs says, and honest scales and balances are from the Lord. All the weights in the bag are his making. So as we think about this, we need to see that part of our mission field is to reach our family, isn't it? As we think about witnessing, as I've gone to classes and studies have been done, they have found out that people are more comfortable at sharing the gospel with people they don't even know better than their own family. And if we're teaching our children from the very beginning, shouldn't it? Then we can do that. My parents were not the ones that led me to the Lord. The preacher actually led me to the Lord and prayed that prayer with me. But it was my parents that were responsible for me. They loved me. They cared for me. They took me to church. They made sure I was in Sunday school and vacation Bible school and training union and all of those things that were there. They were reading the scriptures. They were praying, my mother especially. So you see, my mother and my dad became a witness to me. And they were witnessing without even knowing it, without even using the four spiritual laws. No, they did not pray that sinner's prayer with me. The preacher did. But it would have been okay. So this is what we're talking about, is being part of a mission field where we can share the gospel with our family and let it spread from there. As we think about it, have we done an honest job raising our children? If we have followed God's will, I say yes. If we're not, then it's hard sometimes. There's always an exception. Do not cheat them by taking shortcuts on things, but love them fully. One day, fathers will be called upon of God to give an account on how they fill their task. And as we think about that, standing before God, here he gave us our precious children. They were his. He gave them to us to do what? To train, to teach, and to send them off. In Ephesians 6:3, he says that they may go well with you and enjoy long life on this earth, eternal life forever. You've heard the expression, it's in the bag. A person in a business deal or something, you ask them how their business deal is doing, and they say, oh, it's in the bag. Well, today you have a sermon in the bag. Take the candy and the stuff home with you. Use it to keep it as a reminder. Share it with your family, your children. Share it with your spouse, whatever you want to do with it. Parenting is the greatest business. The tools we have seen today are the tools that God has given us. What will we do with what is in our bag today? Will we keep it in the bag? I don't think so. Some of you probably will not even get out of here without eating something, at least that little snicker, if not more so. What will we do with the tools that God has given us? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us.